Absolutely. And it's important to share our stories and sort of be really open and transparent about the work we do. You know, it's part of our accountabilities that we're doing this work in a good way. And when I was going back to Around the Sacred Fire for 13 Moons and learning the language, there's a petroglyph that is from our territory that one of my elders, Mega Mahan, was, we were sharing about it and talking about it. And I was asking some questions during one of our weekly sessions when she was teaching me the language. And it's a petroglyph of the eight-pointed star. And you'll see the eight-pointed star all over Mi'kma'ki. And I was asking her questions about it and the teachings of the eight-pointed star. And she said, you know, there's right next to that petroglyph of the eight-pointed star is another smaller petroglyph, but nobody really speaks about it. And we call it the capsule, but really what it is, it's an image of the Pleiades constellation, and it has a bit of a capsule, and it has what to me looks like a spider on a web coming down, and it really is the feminine entity. So it's not surprising that it's not talked about, because it has been erased from a lot of our stories and a lot of our understanding. But that Pleiades, that eight-star constellation, that's a really sacred time and sacred teachings for us, and it's the feminine. And that spider that hangs down, we call Gogamage, she is the one that knitted and woven that eight-pointed star petroglyph. And that really is a pathway for humanity on how to be.